Entertainment presents Bob and Jay's Pro Football Podcast with your host, Bob Cady and Jay Schmidt.
Welcome to Bob and Jay's Pro Football Podcast, week six.
Week Welcome five. Aboard, everybody.
There you go. And
John Piccirillo!
John is joining us again.
Yeah, baby! I couldn't miss this week.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. You missed the other weeks where you sucked.
I didn't really... Yeah. I was out of the gate really okay.
Yeah, for 1 week, and then you shit the bed next 2 weeks. Week five... week five recap. Nothing surprise other than obviously everybody drooling over Tom Brady because he beat the worst team in the league.
Yeah.
Pathetic.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, really? You beat the worst team in the league. Do you really need all this patting on the back?
Yeah.
Jay Steelers took care of business against the Jets.
Yeah. Yep. A little rocky to start off, but we finished out all right.
I watched that game. John's Raiders took care of business, squeaked by.
Yeah.
Yep.
And my Bills took care of business.
Look at that. There was a trifecta this week.
Yeah.
We've had a couple of trifecta weeks, actually, with our teams winning.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
And the most beautiful thing about that one is I picked the Bills.
Yeah.
Guy at work today. Hey, I got to tell you, there's a guy at work, and he bet the Giants Green Bay because – Motherland is Wisconsin, so everybody's a Green Bay fan or Giants fan at work. So there was a bet between Giants and Green
Monday
Bay.
Sunday night game.
And
yeah,
the Giants lost. So he had the guy that bet for Green Bay had one of those big cheese wedges that you wear on your head. He had to wear it all day at the office, and every hour he had to go back.
He was a Giants fan.
Yeah. He won't be doing that bet again.
If I'm a Giants fan, I don't make that bet.
No.
I don't know, you know.
Yeah.
That seems like a pretty shoddy bet.
But he did say, you always got to bet on your team. And I said, my buddy, he chose against his own.
I always go against my team. It's my way. And I ain't change until they lose, damn it. Bob and Jay went 8-6.
Yep.
Come on, well, what did you go?
What did I go? 9-5? Woo! Ooh. Just by that one!
Because he picked the Bills.
How exciting is it? Unbelievable.
So, at the quarter, Jay's leading 43 wins, 34 losses. I'm in second place with one behind at 42 and 35. And John isn't too far behind at 40 and 57.
Not too bad.
37. Sorry, 37.
Considering the original plan for the season was to flip a coin.
Yeah. So it's a tight race for the first quarter of the season.
Yeah, the first quarter just gets the wheel spinning.
Oh, boy. It just gets John lubricated, that's all. You know, yeah. And we're down to one undefeated team. That being the Vikings.
Yes.
The Broncos shit the bed against the Falcons, and the Eagles got rocked by the Lions, who just are a freaking mystery to me. The Lions are a complete mystery.
Yeah, they're very up and down. I don't,
love that Cowboy game.
Yeah.
You loved watching the Bengals get rocked.
Yep. Oh, I know. That was nice.
Just like I like watching the Jets get rocked by the Steelers.
Yeah.
That was good. And I think the Dolphins might be out for the count.
Yeah. Hopefully. I don't know. I hope we have a habit of dropping on these crappy teams. I hope not. We'll see.
Yeah, Buffalo's got a couple of games. They're in a stretch where the games they should win, and I get worried, too. I get like that, like, you know,
yeah,
that worried. But on to week six we go. with a tight race for the trophy at the quarter mark. We will start with Thursday night's game, Broncos at the Chargers.
Yeah, we're gonna let Mr. Winner go first.
Okay, yeah, we'll let Mr. Winner go first.
All right, Mr. Winner. I'm gonna go Chargers on that one.
All right. I'm going with Denver. I think they're gonna bounce back this week.
I know what's his fate, the head coach isn't gonna be there for Denver.
Oh really?
Yeah, he was in the hospital after Sunday's game.
Oh really?
Yeah, so he's not going to be the head coach there. It's not, I just want to say Shanahan. Who's the?
Yeah, I can't remember. Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
We're all old. What can we say? Yeah. Can't remember shit. I just think the Chargers are going to find another way to lose.
Yeah,
and I think the Broncos will bounce back. So I'm taking the Broncos also. All right, 49ers. At Buffalo, with Colin Kaepernick starting for the 49ers.
We skip all the way down there.
Actually, I go by what's on the NFL website, so I don't know what you pick. But it's your pick.
Which one are we talking here?
The 49ers at the Bills.
I'm going to go Buffalo.
I'm train.
You're what?
Go Bills.
All right. Go with Bills.
I'm going 49ers. I'm picking the 49ers.
See that cheesehead that had to walk around today? He said you got to bet your team.
Good for him. I say don't bet your team. You might win.
Take it from the guy wearing the cheese on
his
head, right?
Right, yeah. Got to bet your team. You look like an asshole. I don't. Yeah, exactly. So I'm taking the 49ers. Yeah, like I said, trap game. It could be. It would be too much to ask Buffalo to win against the 49ers and the Dolphins and go have the Patriots coming to Buffalo and Buffalo being 5-2 and fighting for a division. That would be too much. So this sounds like a good trap to me. Jags at Bears.
I go Bears.
I'm also going with the Bears.
I'm going Jacksonville.
See, Bob's the black sheep this week, so there's a whole lot of ways this can go.
I wanted to go with them, but
Jacksonville looked really good against the Colts
when
2 weeks ago, and I just don't think the Bears are really that good. I mean, they couldn't beat the Colts, so
yeah.
I'm going Jacksonville. Rams at Lions. John.
I got to find it. You skipped all around. I went with the Lions.
I'm going with the Rams.
I'm going Lions because I don't know what the hell they got going on, but I just know the Rams can't produce much offense. Which, even if the Lions have a bad defense, it still is not good for the Rams. Their offense is not good. As I watched last week against the Bills. So I'm going Lions also. Steelers, Dolphins.
Go Steelers.
Yeah, I'm sticking with them. I'm going with them. Steelers.
I'm going Steelers also. I mean,
I think that's the first one we all agreed on.
Might be. Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, the Dolphins. I'd pick them against the Browns. I don't know. You know, at this point, I wouldn't pick them against anybody else. I'd even pick the Jets over them if they were playing them. Bengals at the Patriots.
Let me see here. I'm going Patriots on that one.
Yeah, I'm all New England there. That might be a shutout.
I'm going New England also. The Bengals, I think, are just going to have a bad year.
Oh, well, Tom Brady's back.
I don't want to be a Tom Brady in the box. Yeah, I think the Bengals are just going to have a bad, bad year. But you know what? As much as they're barking up the offense of the Patriots, I don't think the Patriots' defense is that good this year.
No.
I think they're having a down year on the defensive side. But not that I think the Bengals could beat them, but...
Nah.
You know, I'm going to pick against the Bengals until they prove me wrong. Panthers at Saints.
I keep getting distracted by your other computer. I'm taking Saints on that one.
I'm also going with New Orleans. 2 weeks, and Carolina's just a mess right now.
Yeah, I'm not taking Carolina for anything. I'm off the Carolina wagon, that's for sure. I'm going Saints also. And, you know, Drew Brees can still light it up. That's never been the problem. The problem is they don't have much of a defense, but then the Panthers aren't exactly showing much of an offense. So,
no.
Saints. Ravens at Giants. I think this might have been... No, this wasn't the toughest one for me to pick.
There are two that I mulled over.
One I still don't have. I'm going to have to pick right when we're doing it because I still haven't picked it.
Ravens-Giants?
Ravens-Giants.
I went with the Ravens.
I'm going with the Giants. This was a tough one for me, too, but the home field thing is what I'm going with, so...
Yeah, I'm going with the Giants also. Steve Smith got banged up for the Ravens. The Ravens don't seem to have any identity of what they are.
Yeah.
And I think, listen, when push comes to shove, all Eli's got to do is heat up Beckham Jr. there. And, you know, at least they have the threat. The Ravens don't really have much at home field for the Giants. So I'm going Giants also. Oh, a barn burner. Browns and Titans.
Go Titans.
Yeah, I'm going with the Tennessee there also.
Yeah, I'm going Titans also. I don't think the Browns could beat themselves. It'd be a draw.
Is that the doghouse?
Yeah. Yeah, they're just terrible. They're in complete strip down rebuild, just dumpster fire mode. But actually, I think they're heading in the right direction because I think they got the right people finally to do it. Eagles, Redskins.
I took Eagles.
I'm also going with Philadelphia.
I am too. I think they're going to have a bounce back. And I don't. The Redskins are too up and down for.
Yeah.
For my liking. I thought they would beat the Ravens. No, I picked the Ravens last week. I was going to go with the Redskins last week, and I didn't. Chiefs at Raiders.
Yo, I got to stick with the Raiders.
Yeah, I'm going with Oakland there also.
Woo-hoo!
I'm going Chiefs. Andy Reid off of a bye week. He's almost undefeated. I think he's got like one loss
or
something.
When this came on my radar, this is a classic... Classic battle.
Yeah.
I've seen these two teams over the years a lot of times, and it's always been a battle.
It's probably going to be a battle, but I just think you give Andy Reid 2 weeks because he had the bye week last week. And his record coming off the bye week is ridiculous. So that's what I'm basing that on.
It's good to have some changes. Can't all pick the same things every time.
That's right. Here's the one that I haven't picked yet. Cowboys at Green Bay.
I got to go with the Cheeseheads.
I'm going with Dallas. They're looking good, and Green Bay looked a little flat the other day. So I'm going with Dallas.
Oh, I got to pick this, huh? God damn it.
It's down to you, Bob.
I know. But the Packers' defense has looked better than they usually do.
Mm-hmm.
But then they said Eddie Lacy has a... You know what? I'm going to go Cowboys. I feel that's my initial gut, but I'll go Cowboys. I think Dallas starting those two rookies, I don't think those two rookies know any better. Like I don't think they're bothered because I don't think they know any better. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
You know, in a way, ignorance is bliss. So I think they're just like, you know, out there playing.
Yeah.
I'll take the Cowboys. Falcons, Seattle Seahawks.
The birds. I'm taking the...
They're both, birds.
They're both birds.
That's what I meant. I didn't say I made the choice of one of the birds. I was like, yeah, it's the bird game, you know?
Oh.
I took the Falcons.
The game is for the birds.
It's for the birds, this one.
This is a tough one for me, too. I'm going with Seattle off the bye week, and they're at home, and I know Atlanta's hot right now, but I think Seattle's going to pull it out. Tight one.
Atlanta's hot, but Seattle in Seattle is a hard game.
Yeah.
And they looked really smooth against the Jets. You know, Seattle did. Coming across the country, and they just looked like it wasn't even a test for them. Yeah, like you said, the bye week, too.
Atlanta just went to Denver last week, and then they're going back across the country to Seattle, too. So I just think, I don't know.
I don't know if I'm totally sold on the Falcons yet either.
Yeah.
They looked real good all last year until they just went downhill, so.
No.
Don't know if that's quite believing in that. I think they just caught Denver at the, you know, when Denver was at their most vulnerable time so far this season. Mm-hmm. Colts, Texans.
I took Texans.
I'm also going with Houston.
Yeah, this was a hard one because I don't know which was more of a shit show. I'll go with the Texans too. You know what I'd like to see Andrew Luck go and play for the Texans. Then they have some weapons around him and stuff. Shit, you know what I mean? I mean, he's like a man on an island with that organization. Colts don't have any talent. They're terrible.
No.
That poor guy just gets the crap kicked out of him every week. And the Monday nighter, the New York Jets, the Arizona Cardinals.
Go Cardinals.
I'm going Cardinals also.
The Cardinals, one linebacker there, and Carson Palmer got cleared out of the concussion protocol today, so... I think I'm going to go with the Cardinals also. I think, the Jets are just spiraling. I mean, Brandon Marshall, I think, is a partial idiot when he says, oh, we're right where we want to be at 1-4. Woohoo! Yeah, that's right where he wants to be. Idiot. So, that is our week 6 picks. I can see you. Can't you see? I can see you. Stop that. That is our week 6 picks. Jay, you want to tell them how they can get a hold of us?
Yes, at bobandjayspassrush@gmail.com or at passrushpodcast on Twitter.
That's right. And who knows? It looks like John's going to be a weekly participant now.
Oh, it's getting too much fun now.
He wants that trophy.
He's in the thick of it.
Yeah.
We should have a mid-year show, you know, like a special.
We'll do this show. What more do you want?
We'll drink beer and eat chicken wings and talk about football.
Well, that'll be a brief conversation for you.
Sounds like fun anyway.
All right, that was week 6 for Bob and Jay's Pro Football Podcast. Everybody, enjoy some football.
Yes. Enjoy some football.
Good night.
From Homebrew Studios, this has been Bob and Jay's Pro Football Podcast, brought to you by Bob and John Super Duper Barrow.